The Obama administration has announced two actions aimed at strengthening background checks for gun buyers. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the steps are directed at those with mental health issues.
One of the proposed rule changes would clarify what information state mental health agencies can give to the federal background check system. The Department of Health and Human Services noted a 2012 report that found that 17 states had submitted fewer than 10 records each of people prohibited from buying a gun because of mental health reasons. The other action would expand the term committed to a mental institution to include involuntary inpatient as well as outpatient services. The Obama administration tried to win sweeping changes to the nation's background check system after the Newtown school shooting, but was blocked by Congress. The White House again called on lawmakers to pass what it terms common sense gun safety legislation. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama plans to pressure Congress to restore long-term jobless benefits to some 1.3 million Americans. Officials say the president plans to hold an event at the White House Tuesday where he will warn of negative consequences for the economy of not extending unemployment benefits. The White House says Mr. Obama will be joined at the event by Americans whose jobless benefits ran out late last month.